So Gina Sunderland was listening to that. She organises March for Life New Zealand. That's a pro-life rally which petitioned Parliament with 13,000 signatures recently, arguing that the reforms were not necessary as women already have access to abortions up to 20 weeks. Gina, good evening to you.
Hello, Alex, and thank you for having me. Alex, can I just say that I'm also a spokesperson for Family First.
Spokesperson for Family First, great. So we've got that on record as well. You're against all abortion in principle. So I wanted to start by asking you, and we've got to keep to the same time as the previous person, so we just, as Terry, so we just keep this fair. So we have to go through this quite quickly. But how do the reforms alter your position at all?
Well, what it does for us is it just gives our nation more liberal laws. We don't think it's right. We don't believe that a baby should be aborted at any stage. What we're dealing here with and what we're seeing in this policy is it's sort of taking it one step further, making it easier for women to access to have their baby aborted after 20 weeks. Basically, what the radicals are wanting to do and what this policy is going to offer is a woman can have her baby aborted right up to 40 weeks. And it's not difficult for that woman to have that done.
And Gina, I wanted you to step through how, I mean, we're looking at sort of projecting here, but how many cases is that going to be? Are we talking about instances of saving the life of the mother? Are you warning us that it's going to be open slather? What realistically are you warning against?
Well, we can base it on some stats that we got in the last 10 years. The government stats say that there were around about 800 late-term abortions, and they were not for the risk of the health to the mother. So we can base it on that. And there's just a couple of things that I would like to be able to speak about if I could, please, Alex, realising that we don't have very much time. One of those points is the health issue. Let me just say, and I speak on behalf of Family First and every pro-life person throughout this nation, that the practice of abortion is nothing less than horrific, and it has never been a health issue, nor should it ever be. Can I then step into the area of choice? We hear that word spoken so much. It's my choice, it's my body. Well, we see it a little bit differently. Choosing a latte or a flat white, that's a choice. The unborn child is not, it's not a choice.
Gina, are you concerned a little bit about what is talked about in some jurisdictions, which is obviously with increase in technology, we're seeing abortions perhaps for sex selection, or we might be seeing instances where particular things like, I'm thinking of Down syndrome as a particular syndrome at the moment, where there are more abortions. There's statistics out about that. Are you warning us about that's going to be the focus?
That would be one of the areas, Alex. I mean, Down syndrome people are beautiful. They are humans. They are human beings and they have human rights. And I've got friends who have Down syndrome children. I know adults who are Down syndrome and they are beautiful. And so what this policy is offering is for people to say, look, I don't feel like having this baby. It's going to ruin my life. It has Down syndrome, so we don't want the baby. And then what that means is that they can choose to have that pregnancy terminated right up to 40 weeks. Yeah. And that is horrific.
Okay, we don't have time because we've got to talk about a lot of things. I just want to put one thing. We've got literally 30 seconds on this interview, to be fair. There's a lot of argument about abortion on both sides. When it comes down to arguing about the law, it just seems to be callous sometimes. Is there a better way for pro-lifers to promote more pregnancy counselling, education, to be more positive in their approach when they're looking at this fraught issue?
Alex, I don't know why you asked me that question. Why are you saying that the law's callous? What's actually callous about the law, about having safeguards for human life? What's callous about that?
I guess I was putting it to you more in terms of arguing about the law. Should there be more discussion in public about education and helping people make better life choices around
Absolutely.
This issue?
Look, Absolutely. We, on behalf of the pro-life movement, all over the nation, we are more than willing to sit down around the table and have open air discussions. We would love to sit down with the members of Parliament who are currently pro-abortion, and sit down with them and talk to them, because I don't think they know what it actually looks like or what it feels like for the unborn child being aborted.
OK, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for your time, Jenna Sunderland. She's from Family First, as well as an organiser for March for Life in New Zealand.